You know, living in Australia, we're very lucky to be surrounded by a rich and diverse ecosystem of plants and wildlife that have existed here for thousands and thousands of years. These natural resources have been used by First Nations people for generations, and for the Mopoke Festival, we're lucky enough to have the opportunity to learn about their history and even how to implement them into some sweet and savoury dishes. Joining us right now to speak about what Bush to Bowl will be offering at the Mopoke Festival, we have Adam Byrne, one of the founders of Bush to Bowl. Adam, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Oh, Wormy, how are you going? Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, brother.
Not too bad. Thank you very much for coming on. I understand that you started Bush to Bowl with a gentleman, Clarence Brinsma. Can you tell us how you guys came to start it up?
Just through a local mob meetup that we have in our communities, and just with a common interest of, you know, taking care of country and foods that we grow in our backyards, bush foods. And yeah, we just saw that need for that presence in our community. But also, the more we dug into it, we realised that there was far, far more of a lack of people in it, First Nations people in that space. There's only like 1.5 to 2% of Aboriginal people in the bush foods industry. So we sort of had those conversations and those yarns about, you know, how we can contribute to hopefully one day learning enough in that industry to teach other mob and guide them into growing themselves.
Oh, that's fantastic. And for that, for like the mission of Bush to Bowl, is it about like cultivating these like resources with all this like natural flora, or is it like an educational practice as well?
We're doing both. So yeah, we teach. You know, we go into a lot of schools and we do some, you know, whether it's in workplaces and in community events as well. But the ultimate aim is to get to a point where we are growing full time, like we're growing these foods. And then eventually have a space where we can mentor mob to be able to go and do it on their own country. So that's our ultimate plan, is to get to that point. But to get to that point, we need to do some education and get out and create a story in the communities and just keep chipping away, fighting the good fight.
Yeah, for sure. And it is, it's awesome what you guys are doing. I do understand you guys have a farm and a nursery. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah. So we started, the nursery started before that, out of a school, actually, out at Balgala Heights on the Northern Beaches. I was kind enough to lend us some land there because I did a job in there, a cultural garden in there, and started there, and then COVID hit, and then we couldn't really let people in because of the restrictions, so ended up going up to Garigal Country up in Terry Hills and getting a space up there, and that's where we propagate, and we do workshops out of there too, but we have a bunch of young mob that work out of the nursery, doing propagation, you know, the retail of the nursery, and taking charge of that and mentoring those fellows up there, those brothers and sisters up there, and then we've been lucky enough to connect with a local family on the Northern Beaches who have land in the lower mangrove area on Darkindjun country, and we're growing food on their land. That's a newish venture, we've got to start somewhere, and it's a beautiful way to be able to work with a local family to utilise the land that they weren't at that time, because they had so much. They were kind enough to say, look, you know, someone should be using this space, and we'd love the local owners to do it.
Definitely, yeah, that's amazing. And it really, speaks to the importance of community relative to these practices as well.
Mm.
And for this, because, it is a growing, like, you know, pardon the joke, practice as well. And something that I'm sure people listening, myself included, would be interested to get involved with. And for this, it's lucky enough because you guys are going to be running some workshops at the Mopoke Festival. What can people expect to see with the workshops you guys are going to be running?
Just introductions to bush foods and how you can, bring it into your day-to-day meals, from, just like what we advise at first is to start with just your basic herbs that you are using in your cooking. It can just start there, and then if you want to get a bit more adventurous with your cooking, then you can utilize things like fruits and berries and or nuts and all that sort of stuff, even meats if you want. And also just to give people the a different kind of lens of the importance of, it's more than just food. Like, these plants are thousands of years of story as well. So we feel like it's a really good conversation starter, get introduced, to go on a bigger journey into the oldest living culture, continuous culture on this planet. And there's no better way than doing it at your dinner table, we're such a beautiful multicultural country, and we could be using a lot of these local foods that have been here for thousands of years in different types of cuisines. And then also, not only are we fusing it into these cuisines, but we're starting that conversation about the plant and the story behind that plant.
That's incredible. Yeah, because there is such a rich history, and it is intrinsic and tied into the culture. So yeah, you're not only going to be learning the history, but also going to be able to take these skills away and then communicate them with other people. And you did mention at the beginning of the interview as well, how there's a lack of First Nations and Indigenous representation in cooking. So yeah, for this, hopefully, yeah, it can develop and like push forward in the food culture of Sydney to have a bit more representation.
Oh, 100%. Like, that's a really big, that's something we advocate hugely on, is like, for people to know where that food comes from, if you are starting to use those flavours and those foods, and to push for more of a presence of First Nations people in that space, because not only is it, we don't see it as an opportunity, as in like more like a wealth opportunity. It's more of for me, it's an opportunity to get mob back on country, for the wider community to connect with mob, and to go on that healing journey with connecting back to traditional foods on Mother Nature, on country. And that's the best way where we can sort of close the gap in some of those issues that we need to... we need to look at and heal.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And for this as well, it's a shame because I think everyone should be getting involved with this and listening and checking it out. For the cooking workshop that's going to be showing it off, it is going to be ticketed. So there are like a limited number of spaces available. But for the initial talk, people are more than welcome to come along. It's going to be on Sunday, February 5th at the Mint. So for that, for anyone wanting to get tickets or just to check it out for Bush to Bowl or any of the other awesome events that Mopoke is going to be offering, be sure to check it out by, just checking out mopoke.com.au, and they'll have all the information for that one. Adam, thanks so much for coming
to
us today. Yeah, it's so important to hear about this stuff.
It.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and love the station. Love it. I'm a fan.
Hell yeah. Awesome, mate.
Yeah, man. Deadly.
Zig, well, hell, I might even see you out at Mopoke Festival, and
yeah,
I'm sure all of us are keen to see it.
Yeah, and everyone bring the family. It's a really family-orientated workshop and event. So, yeah, don't worry about not bringing the kids. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Even all inclusive. More. All inclusive.
You heard it from me. You heard it from Adam. Adam, thank you very much for coming on the show. We'll chat to you later, mate.
All right. Thanks, bro.
See ya.
Thank you.
And that was Adam Byrne, one of the co-founders of Bush to Bowl, talking to us about the awesome Bush to Bowl, the cooking workshops that are going to be hosted at the Mopoke Festival. It's a 24-hour festival, so it's going to be on the Sunday from about 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Sunday, Feb 5th. Be sure to check it out online at mopoke.com.au. We're going to have some info on the 2SER website as well.